We're all fairly well aware of the outlier process that goes on for the national screening audit. And you'll all be aware that in your new screening booklet, in its turquoise colour, on pages 16 and 17, there's a large list of all of the outlier topics that have been identified, which each of the quarks and screening units and individual surgeons will be asked to respond to and give their reasons why these patients or themselves or their units may be outliers. So it's important that we do check the data, because for the last 3 years we have run a regular outlier reporting session where each regional QA surgeon writes a report on all of their outliers, and that's submitted to the QA directors towards the end of the year. And the vast majority of cases that turn out to be outliers in this process are still, unfortunately, data entry errors of one sort or another. So it's an issue that we need to get right, and we need to make sure that we check and review all of the data. There are a number of explanations given across the board, but what's quite pleasing about the outlier process is that when we look at them very closely, there are very few surgeons or patients who have actually had treatment that is completely off the wall. There always seem to be reasonable explanations for why that patient is an outlier. As I've said already, the data problem is a major issue, and we frequently get the answer of patient choice. And I think that's an issue that perhaps we can return to in any discussion, because part of patient choice is how they're presented with the options for that choice, and how we as surgeons and oncologists and radiotherapists actually give them the information to make a choice. Fortunately, lack of resources is a rare cause of an outlier. And what's very pleasing is that virtually all of these patients have been discussed at an MDT, and the outliers are a small percent who do represent patients with slightly unusual disease or comorbidities, or who've had previous treatments for other cancers, who are an outlier but have quite reasonably had their therapy adjusted to fit in with their comorbidities. But there are areas that appear to be outside what we would all agree to be accepted practice, and these do warrant further investigation. And on occasion, the outlier process has turned up various individual surgeons or units where their practice does seem to be off the wall in terms of what the rest of the country is doing. And these are what we would term the true outliers in the process.